I think that the incumbent, Felix
Tshisekedi.
Tshisekedi, yes, most Congolese are not very happy with his performance during the last few years, since 2018 when he became president. That election was considered unfair, and a lot of people in Congo believe that that election was stolen from Martin Fayulu. The Catholic Church in Congo actually believed that Martin Fayulu was the one who won the election, but that the outgoing president, Joseph Kabila, had manipulated the process to bring in someone he could control from the background and continue to influence power in Congo, and that was Felix. And so that is a problem that still continues to affect Felix today.
How about the country's economy? Professor, couldn't that be a factor in the election?
The Congolese economy has a lot of problems, and that is one thing that voters in 2023 are thinking about. I think for most Congolese, the main issue, especially for people who live in the urban areas, young people in the urban areas, is unemployment. The unemployment rate is very high. Extreme poverty is a significant problem. Then you have food inflation, which was exacerbated by the war in Ukraine, and also COVID. So these problems are going to be serious issues for the incumbent president. However, during the last couple of years, Mr. Tshisekedi has introduced universal free primary education. And many people in Congo look at that as something of a great achievement on his part. In addition, he has he's offering free medical care, free health care, to women who deliver children in public hospitals, something that, so those two things work in his favor. Now, the third thing that works in his favor is the fact that the opposition is quite divided. You have very strong opposition candidates. And so what is going to happen is that those candidates might divide the vote and allow the incumbent to win. And so if the candidates, this very strong opposition candidate, if they had sat together and decided to combine their efforts and put in just one candidate, I think that would have made the elections very, very competitive. So you have Moise Katumbi, who was the former governor of Katanga province. During the time he was governor, he did a lot of good things there. He improved the economy significantly, improved the tax collection system significantly, and provided a lot of economic development in that region. In addition to that, he is the owner of a football club that is very popular in DRC. And so he is viewed very positively, not only in the province of Katanga, but also throughout the country. Then you have Martin Fayulu, who is believed to have won the 2018 election. He is a former ExxonMobil executive, and you have Dr. Denis Mukwege, the 2018 Nobel Prize winner. He is well known for his humanitarian activities. He's done a lot of work in helping women fight sexual violence, especially in the eastern part of Congo.
There are 24 candidates in the field, including Denis Mukwege, the Nobel Peace Prize winning gynecologist, as well as Martin Fayulu, former the oil executive from whom the presidency was widely seen to have been stolen in 2018. There are 24 candidates, but it's a fragmented opposition. In cases like that, it greatly favors the incumbent. One more thing, Professor. Anzuluni, one of the candidates, Floribert Anzuluni, actually claims 15 of the candidates were created by the regime.
Well, it is possible, because this is a practice that is quite common in many countries in Africa, where the incumbent tries to divide the opposition by creating non-viable opposition candidates so that they could siphon votes away. And this is a big problem in Congo, where you don't have a second round of election, where the person who gets the majority of the votes, regardless of how much the majority is, even if it is under 50%, that person will go on to become president without a second round of votes. And so under those conditions, the fragmented opposition is very favorable to the incumbent.